Good morning, Wanda, and good morning to all our listeners. Hope you had a great Mother's Day yesterday. The nation's largest auto club is putting pressure on Governor Rick Scott to veto a bill that would allow higher speed limits on some Florida highways. Margie Menzel has that report.
Auto club officials say they asked more than a week ago for the meeting, but haven't heard back from Scott's office. A spokesman for Scott said Friday the governor hasn't made a decision on the bill, but his aides would be willing to discuss it with AAA. The bill would change state law to hike the maximum allowable speed on limited access highways from 70 to 75 miles per hour. On four-lane divided highways outside urban areas, the limit would increase from 65 to 70 miles per hour. AAA calls the bill a green light for higher speeds, pointing to a federal study showing that one-third of the nation's motor vehicle fatalities in 2012 were speed-related. But supporters of the bill say that many motorists are already driving at the higher speed. I'm Margie Menzel in Tallahassee.
And on the subject of speed, tomorrow Miami-Dade and Florida transportation officials meet to discuss the huge railroad project that would connect Miami to Orlando. WLRN's Julia Duba takes a closer look at that.
All Aboard Florida, a subsidiary of Florida East Coast Industries, would be a privately run commuter railroad along Henry Flagler's tracks in South Florida. The services would include stops in downtown Miami, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, and the Orlando Airport. But critics say the increased train activity would tie up intersections and increase noise around communities. Congressman Patrick Murphy has opposed All Aboard Florida's plans. He spoke at a rally in Stuart last week and told WPTV that a possible solution would be to move the route west by partnering with CSX, the company that controls the tracks along I-95.
We are trying to work with All Aboard Florida to urge them to at least have a conversation with CSX to see if there's some sort of profit share, some way that they could move that rail west.
At the coming event, a panel of Florida and Miami-Dade officials will join a representative from Florida East Coast Industries to talk about relieving highway traffic and All Aboard Florida details. Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez will give the closing remarks. I'm Julia Duba in Miami.
The pilot who gained fame for safely landing a plane on the Hudson River was the guest speaker at Nova Southeastern University's undergrad commencement over the weekend. Captain Chesley Sully Sullenberger gained instant fame for his calm handling of a U.S. Airways flight on the Hudson River 5 years ago. The flight had just taken off from LaGuardia Airport when a flock of geese disabled the engines. Sullenberger safely glided to a water landing, and all 155 passengers and crew members were rescued in what became known as the Miracle on the Hudson. More than 1,400 Nova Southeastern University students received their bachelor's degrees at Saturday's commencement ceremony. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Now it's back to Wanda Miles.